Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. We're just going to get right into today's topic. I've been like overly self-aware lately and really reflecting on my life, in particular my life the past year. My life right now looks a lot different than it did a year ago. I'm not at the job I was working at. I'm doing this podcast. I'm doing social media full-time. And a lot of people that were in my life then are not in my life now. Honestly, I really have been self-isolating and seeing very few people. I obviously see my boyfriend and my family and like two or three of my friends here and there, but I spend the majority of my time alone. And I used to be someone who would plan my life around others and make plans to see other people, whereas now I'm at a place where I'm only planning my schedule around me and making sure that what I need to get done gets done. And I'm just hardcore focusing on myself. And I would like to say that I've been in this mindset, like really in this mindset, since the beginning of this year. And because of that, I do think this is the most clarity I've had in a really long time, if not the most clarity I've had my whole life. This truly has been the most successful I've ever been in my eyes. And I'm just really content. I've always been someone who looked at the people in my life who made very minimal time for me as selfish. I wanted to get what I was giving them in return, and when I didn't get that, I held it against them. I almost villainized them because I wanted to spend time with them, and it hurt me that they didn't want to spend time with me, or in my head, I thought because they weren't spending time with me or focusing on me, that meant they were focusing their energy on someone else when in actuality, they might have just been focusing that energy on themselves. I almost expected them to give me attention and give me something that I wasn't willing or ready to give to myself. When people choose to focus solely on themselves and take time away from others, a lot of the time they do come off as selfish and self-centered and are villainized. The first thing that comes to mind when you think of the word selfish typically is not positive. Being selfish is looked at usually as a bad thing. We find so much strength and inspiration in being selfless, and we connect selfless with being kind and caring and self-sacrificing, and we see people who are selfless as strong and thoughtful, good people. And obviously, being selfless is a great trait to have, but I do think it can be detrimental to you and your mental health, and honestly your life, if you're constantly giving to others and wanting to take care of others, but you're not taking care of yourself. And it could also become dangerous if people see how much you're willing to give without expecting anything in return, because it makes it easy for them to take advantage of your kindness and use you and walk all over you. When you love and care about people, of course you want to give them everything that you can. You want to show these people how important they are to you. You want to shower them with affection and let them know how much they matter to you and that you're grateful for them. And don't get me wrong, showing people that you love and care for them is not a bad thing. Anyone would be so lucky to have someone who shows them that. The issue is when you're doing this for others and not for yourself. It becomes a bad thing when you get in the habit of putting people's needs over your own. When we're constantly giving everything to a person and we neglect our own needs, it puts us in a very vulnerable place. If you're giving everything to someone, what happens when they're no longer there? Where does everything that you've given go? When someone leaves us, when someone breaks up with us, when someone stops talking to us, and we've invested so much of our time and energy into them, if not all of our time and energy, we often feel lost and betrayed. We feel empty, like we have nothing, because we just gave everything we had to someone who, shockingly enough, wasn't permanent. And not even just that, but then you start questioning, like, why wasn't everything I gave enough? How could someone walk away or not appreciate what I had to offer? I gave them everything. Why isn't that good enough? Why aren't I good enough? And if you listen to my podcast, you know how much I try to drill it into your head, how unbelievably important it is to give yourself that time and attention, that love and effort that you keep giving out so easily to others. Everything that you're just throwing at others to take as if it's nothing, as if it's not rare, as if it shouldn't be worked for, as if people shouldn't be begging for it from you. You need to give that to yourself because, unlike those people, you are deserving of it. It can be scary to just up and decide to start putting all of this time and energy into yourself because you're not used to it. Being alone and working on yourself is uncomfortable and scary at first, especially if you spent most of your life depending on other people. But despite it being uncomfortable, putting yourself first and focusing on you really is essential and the secret to living your best life. If you want to live a life where you're happy and you do have good people in your life who won't make you sacrifice your needs and your time, you need to be selfish. You need to be selfish with where you put your energy, what you spend your time doing, and who you spend your time around. Like I've said, we have this idea that being selfish is a bad thing, which may be why it sounds crazy when I say to be selfish, but I really do think it's only bad if there's a bad intention connected to it. You deciding that you want to invest more time into yourself and take care of your needs is not a bad thing. Being selfish to better yourself doesn't necessarily mean that you want others to be worse off or that you're going to start treating people poorly because they treated you poorly. If your intention isn't to hurt others, or your intention isn't to be a huge jackass, then it's not a bad thing. You don't have to ghost your best friend or cut off everyone in your life or flip out and blame others. If you care about them, they still deserve some type of explanation to why you're deciding to take a step away from speaking to them or seeing them, just like you'd expect from someone else. And if they don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, then their intentions with you probably weren't the best anyways. And that should make it easier for you to go through the decision to be more selfish. I think for me, the reason why I feared being selfish and I avoided doing things in my best interest and focusing on me is because whenever I did do those things, whenever I did think about myself, the people around me made me feel guilty about it. And the reason they made me feel bad about wanting to do what's best for me is because I wasn't putting all of my time and effort into them like I typically was. They weren't used to me taking that spotlight off of them and putting it on myself. So when I did put it on myself, they were like, well, what about me? Like, what are you going to do to make me feel better? What about me? What about what I want? Like, that's not what I want. Why are you doing that? Like, that's not going to help me. As if every decision I make in life is supposed to be about them. And I got to a point where I was like, why am I so worried about pleasing these people and making their lives better and easier for them when I'm like drowning, when I'm struggling and no one's helping me? I got to a point where I'm like, no one is helping me. No one is putting the same time and energy and effort into me as I am for all of these people. And that is honestly the reason why I say to be selfish, because no one is going to look after you the way that you're going to look after you. No matter how much someone loves you and cares about you, they're never going to be able to fulfill your needs the way you are. And it's the same way that no matter how much you love and care about someone else and you want to give everything to them, they're never going to be satisfied because there are some things that you just cannot fulfill. There's things in life that no one can fix or do for you but yourself. And that's me giving them the benefit of doubt and saying that like they want to give you everything and put all this time and energy into you. Like that's best case scenario because most people do not want to give you that. Most people are looking out for themselves and they're looking out for what is beneficial to them at that moment. What things and what people at this current moment are going to make them feel their best? Who is going to give them what they need at that time? So right now you might be good for them, but in a month from now, they might find someone who is going to benefit them more, who's going to be up their ass more, who's going to give them what they want or make their lives easier. The truth is you don't know everyone's motives. No matter how much you love and care about them, you really do not know their intentions. And I'm not saying that to scare you or feed into your trust issues if you already have some, but you don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket in hopes that this person is going to take care of them. Things can change so quickly. The amount of people that I've seen come and go out of my life where one day I'm literally like, this person is so trustworthy. I love them. They're the best friend I've ever had. And the next day, it's an entirely new person. I don't even know who they are. Like, it's just so crazy how things change overnight. Like, I always think about my ex, and I hate that I always have to bring him up. But honestly, he did play such a crucial part in fucking with my head, which is fine, whatever. It builds character, and now I can help other people who are dealing with dipshits like he was. But I always think back to when I was dating him, I was out to dinner with one of my friends and I was telling them how great everything was and how much I trust him and how much trust we've built over the past few months at that time and how things were so great and like how he was so great. And then I think like 2 days later, maybe a day later, I found out he was cheating on me. And I was like, oh, that's why he was being so nice to me and like not down my throat accusing me of shit. Like he usually does. It wasn't because we had a strong connection. It wasn't because he trusted me more. It was because he didn't give a fuck about me and he was preoccupied with someone else. Like, oh, that's what his intentions were. They weren't awesome. And even like with my ex bestie, like there was one day we were talking and like kind of like trauma dumping, just like venting to each other. And I opened up to her about how, like, I have abandonment issues. And, you know, I really confided in her. And I was like, you know, this is such a good person. I'm so grateful that I have someone that's not going to leave me. And I put a lot of trust into her. But then, like, a week or two later, we get into a fight. And, you know, best friends fight. People say stupid shit. Things happen. She literally cuts me the fuck off, blocks my number, and never spoke to me again. And I was like, okay, wow, I really thought this person understood me and, you know, had my back and wouldn't turn on me and leave me. Like I told her I was so afraid of people doing, but she did. So like, thank God I didn't give everything I had to her because it would have been just like gone in an instant. You just can't rely on other people to be there for you and to pick up the pieces when things fall apart. You can't expect people to drop what they're doing for you. It's good to have a support system. It's good to have people to lean on, but you need to have a solid foundation within yourself where if there is no one to lean on, you can stand up for yourself and figure it out and be okay. Again, I don't want to feed into trust issues. I don't want to put it in your head that everyone in your life is going to fuck you over and be bad for you because like that's not a good way to think. Like you don't want to go through life being like fuck everyone. Everyone has bad intentions. No one actually cares about me. No one's ever going to treat me good. I don't want you to think that, but I do want you to have in the back of your head, if everyone were to leave me tomorrow, would I be okay? If I were to be alone tomorrow, would I be able to survive that? Would I be able to bounce back from it? Or would that be the end? Is that where you would give up? I also just don't think it's realistic and I don't think it's right to expect anyone to be there for you at all times, to drop anything for you. When we're dating people, when we're best friends with people, I think we become so codependent and we attach this meaning to people like they're my other half. I can't live without them. And that is a huge commitment to anyone to be expected to be there for someone who is not yourself at all times. It's good to be there for people. It's good to care for people. It's good to be a good friend and be a good partner, whatever. But you shouldn't be expected to maintain someone else's happiness or maintain someone else's emotions and mental health. That is a huge responsibility, and it is so draining because it's not realistic. It's not doable. Just like you wouldn't want someone else to expect you to be there at every waking moment for them whenever they snap their fingers and ask of you to be there for them, you shouldn't expect that from others either. If you want that, if you want someone who is going to give you whatever you want, be there for you whenever you want, you need to be that person for you. Obviously, it's such a good feeling when you find someone who does support you and wants to be there for you and give you attention and love you. That's a fucking amazing feeling. It's like, fuck yeah, of course I want that. But it's an even better feeling when you're able to do that for yourself. Like, think about when you do something that you're really excited about, or you succeed at something, you achieve something, and you want those around you to be supportive of that and be proud of you. They might be proud of you. They might be excited for you. They might throw you a party or congratulate you on social media, what fucking ever. No one is ever going to be more excited and proud of you the way that you would for you. And that goes for everything. People might be excited for you. People might support you. People might love you. People might want good things for you. But they're never going to know what's best for you. They're never going to know how good things make you feel or how much you want things. People will never know you better than you know yourself. And that's why I say that you can't make decisions based off what others want you to do, and you can't base your decisions on how it will benefit them. Like, yeah, your parents would probably be really happy if you went to college because that's what they want of you, and they would support you and, you know, celebrate you once you do that. But if that's not what you want to do, that's not doing anything for you but just pleasing them and making them happy. Yeah, you're getting the satisfaction of someone supporting you and giving you that praise, but it's not the type of praise that you need. And you're not going to be praising yourself because you don't want that. You can't make every decision in your life based off how it's going to make others feel or how it's going to affect others. There are so many people in your life that want different things. There's no way you're going to be able to please them. And also, why do you need to please them so badly? More than likely, they are not thinking about what you want. If they were thinking about what you want, they would tell you, like, no, if you don't want to go to college, don't go. Like, yeah, of course, I would love if you went, but like, you don't have to. If you don't want to, don't go. The way that you want to make others feel good and you want to do what's best for them, and the way that you go out of your way to think about them before you do things, they are not doing that, because if they were, their actions would be reflecting it, and you wouldn't be in this mindset of, I have to do what's best for them, because if they were doing that for you, you would be living the life that you want because they would be allowing it, and you're not, because you're so fixated on making them happy. More than likely, like realistically, they're not thinking of you with every decision they make. And if they're not thinking of you and they're not going out of their way to help you, who is going to think of you? Who is going to help you? The only way you can be certain that someone is looking out for you and your best interest and doing what's best for your life is making sure that you're that person. You are the only one who you can confidently say, at every waking moment, this person is thinking of me and doing everything in hopes of making my life easier and making my life better. The only way you'll be certain that there's someone thinking of you, and only you, who is so obsessed with you, no matter who comes into the picture, who doesn't stop thinking about what you need, is going to be you. So that kind of leads me into wanting to talk about what being selfish looks like for me. What are the things that you can do that are going to selfishly help you and better your life? I've definitely talked about this before, but we get so fixated on being the best girlfriend, the best boyfriend, the best friend, and wanting to help others and be the best whatever for them. And when we're doing this for people, we get upset when we don't get the same back. You know, we date these people and they give us the bare minimum, and we're like, oh, I wish my boyfriend would do this for me. I wish he would show me more love this way. Or I'm doing this for this person, but they're not doing this for me. Like, I wish they would put more effort into me. instead of trying to force that out of someone, because let's be real, if they're not doing it on their own, they're probably not going to do it. And that's just like how people are. Instead of getting upset at the reality that no matter how much someone loves you and cares about you, they can't always live up to the expectation of what you deserve and can't always fulfill your needs, ask yourself what the perfect version of them would do for you and what you would expect from them, and then treat yourself that way.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Trust me when I say it's going to be so much easier for you to get what you want from yourself than to wait around for someone else to give it to you. It is so exhausting waiting around for someone who you care about for them to care about you. And when it doesn't come, or it doesn't come the way that you want it to, you start doubting yourself and thinking that you're not worthy of that. When you are worthy of that, you're just asking the wrong person. You won't have to ask and you won't have to beg that out of yourself. And like the way I think about it is, if you know that you can get something from yourself, like let's say you want someone who talks really nice to you, if you know that you can give that to yourself, why are you seeking that somewhere else? I don't know why I have the dumbest examples. They just pop into my head when I start talking. But like, if you know you want a taco and there's a Taco Bell and then there's a McDonald's, why are you going to go to McDonald's and expect them to give you a taco when you know Taco Bell has tacos? Why are you going to beg the person at the drive-thru for a taco when they don't want to give you a taco? They don't have tacos. Why are you going to beg your boyfriend to say nice things to you when he just like doesn't say nice things? Like, he's just a mean, fucked up person. Why don't you say nice things to yourself? What you want is right there. You've always had what you want. You just don't think giving it to yourself is good enough. You've been conditioned to believe that what you have to offer isn't good enough. The other people have better things to offer you, when that's not the truth. What you have is so rare, and anyone who even has a little bit of it is the luckiest bitch alive. You're begging for this love and attention from others that doesn't even measure up to what you have to offer. So if you want to use this mindset to your advantage, think about things that you want a boyfriend or a friend or a parent or someone in your life to give to you, and then give that to yourself. So for example, if you would want your boyfriend to not hang around people that are mean to you, like I've definitely been in the position where I've had people in my life continue talking to people who have made it very clear they hate me, or they go out of their way to treat me like shit, and then the person in my life is still entertaining them, and it hurts because it's like, if you care about me, why would you want to associate with people who make me feel bad? When people do that to you, it sends you the message that I care about you, but not enough to make sure that you're comfortable and to make sure that you know that you're loved. So if you want them to stop doing that to you, you need to stop hanging around people who make you feel bad. Stop hanging around that boyfriend or that friend or whoever who's hanging around them, because they've proven to you they don't care about your feelings. You can protect yourself from being around people like that by not being around them. If you want someone in your life to care more about your hobbies and start cheering you on and supporting you, you need to do that for yourself. I've been someone who I want people in my life to be excited for the things that I'm doing and celebrate me. But when people come up to me and ask me like how I'm doing, how are things going, how is the podcast, how is social media doing for you, I kind of minimize how successful it is or how great I'm doing, because it can be uncomfortable to openly express how good things are for you, because you don't want to come off as self-centered or obsessed with yourself or too cocky or too whatever. But if I want my boyfriend to go around being like, my girlfriend is the shit, she's so great, she's awesome, she's amazing, I have to be able to do that too. If I'm going to ever expect anyone to do something for me, I have to prove that I can do that for me first. If you can't show up for yourself, if you can't love yourself, if you can't support yourself, it's just reinforcing that the people around you don't have to do that either. Expect more out of yourself and hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself accountable for not treating you the way that you deserve. Because if you can't hold yourself accountable for going and hanging out with those people who talk shit about you and are mean to you, how are you going to hold your friend accountable for doing the same thing? How are you going to be upset with someone treating you poorly if you constantly are treating yourself poorly? So instead of worrying about how others are treating you or expecting to get the same from others that you give to others, give that to yourself. And look out for your best interest so that way you could live your best life. When you start to decide that you're going to spend more time on yourself and focus on yourself, there's going to be people that are like, well, why aren't you like asking me for help anymore? Why aren't you coming around anymore? Why are you putting your foot down and setting boundaries when before you were okay with that? And you have to be willing to say, like, because I want what's best for me and I want to do what's best for me. And that wasn't what was best for me. Being selfish can look like making decisions for yourself and not for everyone around you. And people aren't gonna like that because it goes from them always being a deciding factor in what you do to now being just maybe an addition to what you do and not the main reason why you're doing it. People aren't going to like that it's not about them anymore, especially if it's always been about them when it comes to you and their friendship or relationship you have with them. When you become more selfish in a positive way, you're going to want to take time away from people and things that don't align with what you want out of your life. People might not like that you stop hanging out with them, or they might question why you stop going out on weekends, and you have to be able to set that boundary and say, I don't want to do this anymore for this time being because I'm going to start putting my time into something that's going to be beneficial for my future. And if I want to, I don't know, do social media full time, I can't be getting fucked up for 4 nights out of the week. I need to start planning content and filming YouTube videos and filming content. And I can't do that if I'm hungover, and I can't do that if I'm out at all hours of the night. I need to be in bed by 10 p.m. And people aren't going to want to hear that because it's not what they want. It's not what's beneficial for them. They want to go out and get fucked up, which is fine. You know, I like to get fucked up some nights too, but that's not what's in my best interest. And that's not going to be helpful for me in a year from now. What's going to be helpful to me in a year from now is taking the majority of my time and focusing it on what I need to get done. And like I said earlier, I used to be that person who, when I would plan my week, I wouldn't plan it based on what I needed to get done. I wouldn't plan it on what I wanted to do. I would text my friends and be like, hey, what are we doing on Friday and Saturday? I would ask my boyfriend, what are we doing this day? And I would factor in what everyone else wanted to do, and I would plan the rest of my time based on that. So I would have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday booked up, and then I would only have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday available for me. And only having those 3 days didn't give me time to do what I needed to do or I wanted to do. And then if something else came up in the 3 days that I gave to myself, I would put what others wanted to do over me, and I would end up doing whatever they wanted. And I would leave no time for me. And it seems like a really nice thing to do, to ask people like, hey, can we plan ahead and like decide what we're doing? Like, I want to make sure I have time for you, and I want to make sure that we do this thing. Like, that's a really thoughtful thing to do. And it is self-sacrificing, but it's a really fucked up thing to do to yourself because you're not putting yourself first. If you want to get things done, if you want to be successful, if you want to see your life change for the better, you need to start planning your life and planning your time based on you, not what others are doing or what others want. Plan it on what you need to get done, what you would like to do during the week, during the month, during whatever. And then if you have time, you could factor those people in. But you come first. So now what I do is every Sunday I sit down and I plan my week. I do it every week and I write down what I want to get done and what I need to get done. I write down everything that is essential. I write those in and then I think, okay, I have all of these written out. What are things that I would like to do? And at the end of making my list and planning everything, I can say, okay, I have this amount of time. Let's see if my boyfriend wants to do something. Let's see if my family or friends want to do something. And then I could squeeze them in. I always make sure that I'm putting myself first. And people might not like that because they might think, well, you're not factoring in enough time for me. But being selfish with your time is going to be the most beneficial for you. And honestly, the most beneficial for the people in your life too, the people in your life who actually care about you and belong in your life. I think the reason why people so openly give so much love to others and not to themselves is because we've been given this idea that in order to get that love, we have to give it. So if you're in love with someone or you have a deep connection with someone, if you want their everything, you have to give everything you have to offer. And that's just not the truth. But the reason a lot of people think this way is because they've never had that. When you've gone your whole life seeking this love and never receiving it, you get trapped in this vicious cycle of just openly and willingly giving it out to people in hopes that you'll get it back. But the truth is, that's not how you get it. You can beg everyone in your life to give it to you, but if you don't give that to yourself, you will never have it. To break that cycle, you need to give the love that you keep seeking from others to yourself, so that way you could build more and create more and be able to share that with others. So yes, being selfish can look like doing what's best for you and focusing on you, which means that could be stepping away from people in your life and stepping away from things that you typically do and spending more time alone. But in the long run, selfish can be beneficial for people in your life. Your goal shouldn't be selfish to make things easier for people, but when you are selfish, it naturally makes life easier and better for the people in your life who belong to be in your life. So your goal isn't to be selfish for those around you, but because they're in your life and you have selfishly worked on yourself and are focusing on making your life better, it will make their lives better too. When you're being selfish, you're doing it to become a better version of you. And the better version of you has their needs met, is making conscious decisions to make their life better. And when you focus on you and you become those things, you become a better friend, you become a better partner, you become a better family member, you become a better you. And you're not becoming these things for those people, you're becoming those things because you want to become those things, not because those people told you to. Think about it this way. If you're constantly trying to do things for other people, you're constantly filling up their glass and emptying out your own, you neglect your needs and end up holding back from what you can actually give to other people. When I'm well rested, when I'm fed, when I'm done doing what I need to get done for the day and for myself, I'm more inclined to want to help others and be there for others. I'm more inclined to give them more of me when I put my needs first. It's okay to help people. It's okay to still be a good person, but do that for yourself first. And then when you have the time, do it for them too. For example, I live with my boyfriend and let's say he asked me to do something, but I'm really busy and I'm stressed out and I haven't gotten my work done, but he's like, I really need help with this. Please help me do this. I'm going to be more annoyed while doing it and I'm going to be a bitch and I'm going to make doing that task harder than it has to be if I haven't gotten done what I need to get done. But let's say I spent the whole morning and afternoon before he got home doing what I needed to do and I got my work done and I'm satisfied and I'm fulfilled. When he asks me to help him, I'm going to be more willing to do that for him and help him because I'm not worried about what I haven't done for myself yet. What I needed to get done is done. That's out of the way. And I have room to help him. It makes both of our lives so much easier and more pleasant when I'm focusing on me and doing what I need to do. Like, think about the people in your life. Wouldn't you be more inclined and more excited to hang around them if they're in a good mood or are satisfied with their day. Like, no one wants to hang around someone who's always negative and in a bad mood and bitching and asking for something every single day. Like, no one wants to spend time around someone like that. Like, that's just the hard truth, and that's coming from someone who likes to bitch. If people were more willing to be selfish and focus on themselves and get what they need to get done and be real with what they want, people would be more willing to help others and be there for others and give love to others without feeling like they're taking away from themselves. You shouldn't have to take anything away from you in order to give to others. You can give love to you and give love to others without penalizing yourself. It should never be emptying out your glass to fill someone else's. There's more than enough for both of you, but if you're having trouble with that balance, you need to fill your glass up first before you even think about helping someone else out. You can always go back to them, but your main priority should be yourself. And if we're thinking of this cup analogy, I don't know why I'm thinking of this cup analogy, that person who you're going to fill their cup up for, if they're pissed that you're filling up yours before theirs, tell them to go fill theirs up. There's no reason they shouldn't be able to fill their glass up. They are responsible for fulfilling their own needs and loving themselves. And if they don't, that's not your problem. I think what I've learned from being selfish is it's helped me avoid getting my feelings hurt. Because now when people don't give me what I want, kind of like talking about the glass analogy thing, instead of being upset like, oh, you didn't fill up my glass or you didn't do this for me, I'm now less likely to be let down because I don't expect them to do that. I understand now, like, okay, like, yeah, it'd be nice if you gave me a little splash of water, but I can also do that for myself. Like, I don't need you. Like, yeah, it would be nice, but I don't need that. I'm not expecting anything. I'm appreciative of it. I'm grateful of it, but I'm not seeking as much as I was previously. It also helps me gauge when I'm lacking something. Because if I'm like, oh God, I wish this person was more present in my life, I wish they were putting in more effort, it helps me see what I'm missing and what I need to work on. If I find myself getting jealous, if I find myself being upset with someone because of something they did, that tells me that I need to work on something within myself because I'm about to lash out at someone else for something that has nothing to do with me. If someone's doing something that you don't like, that has nothing to do with you. That's their life. That's what they want to do. And the only thing you have power over, the only thing you have control over, is how you react and what you do moving forward for you and your life. I've also learned that if I want positive change in my life, I need to be more independent and do it for myself. If I want to see my goals through, I'm the only one for certain who can do that for me. I cannot expect anyone to do anything for me. Help is always nice, but I cannot rely on anyone but myself. I now know if I want something, if I really want something, I can do it. And that tells me, that's another thing that helps me gauge what I actually need and what I want. Because if I really want something, like let's say I was expecting my boyfriend to do something for me and he doesn't do it, if I really want that, if that's something I need, like I can't live without it, I can do it. The only people who will be upset with you deciding to be selfish and focus on yourself are the people who have not done that for themselves yet, which, as I've said, is not your problem, or the people who have gotten too comfortable with you doing everything for them. The people who have taken advantage of how giving you are and how self-sacrificing you are. Because the people who actually care about you and want the best for you are going to understand that you're not doing this to hurt them or to hurt anyone. You're doing this to become a better version of you and become a stronger version of you. Because anyone who's authentic and genuine and has good intentions for you is going to look at them and be like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I'm so proud of you for taking the time to work on yourself, because not a lot of people do that. It takes courage. It takes dedication. It takes wanting to love yourself to actually love yourself. The only negative thing that will come from you being selfish is people looking at you and being like, oh man, She's so much hotter now. Like, she's so much more successful now. Oh, God, I wish I could look like that. I wish my life looked like that. That's the only negative thing that will come from focusing on you. And that's not even a negative thing to you. That's a negative thing to other people, which you have no control over, which isn't your problem. If they want to be as hot as you, if they want to live a life like you do, they should, I don't know, maybe take the time to focus on themselves. And maybe they will get to a place that you're at. And if they don't, again, fuck them. Not your problem. God, that was a long episode. My jaw literally hurts from talking. But once I start, I can't shut the fuck up. So sorry about that. I know a lot of you like the shorter episodes. So I'm sorry that lately the episodes have been kind of long. Like I said, I can't shut the fuck up. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're not already following me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. They're all in the description of today's episode. I love when you DM me. I love when you comment on my things. I love when you talk to me. As someone who doesn't have many friends in like my real life, it's amazing to know I have so many besties on here and who listen to the podcast. So when I call you my bestie, I mean it. We are besties for life. I love you and I appreciate you. And I would really appreciate if you could rate Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple. Leave a written review. I love reading those. And it just helps me out so much. So thank you to everyone who has rated it. Thank you to everyone who shares it, who listens every week. I love you. I feel like every episode I'm like, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will talk to you next time. I love you, besties. Bye.